Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for March 23rd, 2021. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the Image SEO Part 2 workshop is this week. 10 new web page test tutorials have been released. New GT metrics tutorials are underway. An update on the video SEO course and Google's new video SEO guidelines. Woo! When the new Gutenberg Ninja tutorials for WordPress 5.7 will hit, important updates for WP Fastest Cache, and why I could just kiss the developer, when you should manually purge your cache, an update on the search for better hosting, a roundup of all the goofy stuff we've been experiencing online, are reusable blocks more stable for you since the WordPress 5.7 release? 65 new block patterns released by Astra. What's up with that shared buffer array email from Google Search Console? And how to see if your HTTPS security header status meets Core Web Vital requirements. So let's dive in. Ooh, I hope you'll join me live for the Spill the Beans on News Beyond Tips Tuesday tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. It's a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday. And boy, I have breaking news for the day too. So come join us for the live party. And a note about who I help. All Bloggate posts and tutorials are intended to assist business-minded, hands-on bloggers and webmaster designers who are serious about making money and who want to stay up to date with site changes. In Bloggate happenings, woo! Was the first of last week all chaotic for you too? You know, I felt pushed with stuff from the time I got up until I went to bed. And by Wednesday, so much goofy was happening that disrupted my schedule that I didn't know if I was coming or going. But it finally eased up by Thursday, and I'll tell you more about all that goofy going around in a moment. But first, a quick reminder for all of my DIY SEO course members that are part two of our live workshops on image SEO is this Thursday. Did you know that there are 15 SEO opportunities with images? Yep. And that's why we split it up into two workshops. And woo, I am so excited to share that there are 10, count them, 10 new web page test tutorials in the performance section of the Webmaster Training Course. Now, over the past few weeks, you've heard me talk about the deep speed testing for Core Web Vitals that me and my top two webmaster designers have been doing. And in doing that, we found even more ways to use this tester to help us find those issues. So all of those new methods went into these new tutorials. And less than 24 hours after I published these new tutorials, damned if webpage test didn't revamp their whole interface. It has looked like something from the 90s and has not been touched in at least the last 5 years. You know, I wish they had done it a week sooner, but it's just cosmetic as far as I can tell. All of the settings and tools and such are the same and in the same place. And they said when Catchpoint purchased them that they were going to be super careful about that, as there is so much muscle memory with users of this tester. So while the interface on my tutorial suddenly looks super dated, the info is still the same. Now this week, I'm in the process of writing up the new tutorials on GT metrics for my webmasters. I hope to be releasing at least the new tutorials on the paid version this week, and we'll do the free and registered versions after that. The reason why is because the paid version allows for more testing options, and one of them is mobile. Now, it's been so handy in helping us find the cumulative layout shift issues that my webmasters are buying a subscription to it too. So that's why that set of tutorials will be first. And GT Metrics just rebuilt their tester from the ground up, so hopefully no styling revamps are coming. And we'll give you an update on the video SEO tutorials. You know, last week I reported a bit of confusion with the Yoast Video SEO plugin that put a halt to my testing for video embeds and SEO for the soon-to-be-released video SEO course. Well, we're as over that as we're going to be for the moment. And I'm finishing up with writing the last section of tutorials for embedding videos in your post. Now, once that's done, I'll be calling on my volunteer testers to do more checks and follow up on some of the things we found in our initial SEO test. And I was just glad to have it back on track again, as I'm nearly a month behind where I wanted to be with releasing this course already. So it's big time front burner for me. And then this week, Google released new resources for helping get your video SEO up to par and indexed, as they are making a big push to promote videos now. So I'm digging through that right this minute to ensure I've got all these bases covered in the course. But let this put all of us on notice that video is one of the best ways to make it to page one of Google now. And I want to give you an update on the Gutenberg tutorials. You know, due to my time crunch with so many videos tutorials to make right now, plus other stuff going on that I'll tell you about in a moment, I'm going to be making quick tutorials in my Gutenberg Ninja course for the changes in WordPress 5.7 and adding those as supplemental to any standing tutorials that were affected. You know, honestly, most of the changes just don't warrant making completely new videos, and I'm grateful for that. So hopefully I'll be able to get them out quickly and soon, and maybe by the end of the week. We'll see. And woohoo, I could just kiss Emery, the developer of WP Fastest Cache. He finds a way to give us everything I asked for in that plugin. Now, we've been working for a while on the way the plugin handles lazy load, which is different from how many other plugins handle it. You know, they normally sense how many images are in the viewport according to the screen size the site is being viewed on. Well, WP Fastest Cache did it differently, with making a certain number of images available depending on it being desktop or mobile. But that didn't work well for speed on some sites. Well, I'm happy to report that WP Fastest Cache is now auto-sensing the viewport size and lazy loading accordingly. So just be sure that you're on the latest free and paid versions to get these benefits. Now, the paid version with these new features is 16.0. And the very latest versions may not have rolled out to everyone yet, so just be patient and go see my updated post on the WP Fastest Cache settings for the latest. Now, FYI, if I did your site audit and you run ads, I did the CSP thing for you that the tutorial mentions, and then purged the plugin's cache after the update, as well as the Cloudflare cache too, just to be sure. And woohoo, there's a new integration with Cloudflare with WP Fastest Cache too. Now, there was already an integration, but it's changed, and this is going to be for better security, but I don't think it will impact any of the goofy caching issues we've been seeing or the glitches at Cloudflare last week that I'll be telling you about in a moment. I'll be updating my tutorial for these changes just as soon as I can, and I'll let you know when they're available, so please hold off doing this for now. And FYI, please be in the habit of purging all of your caches after you do any plugin or theme updates to ensure you're seeing the changes they may have made to the front side of your site. And I want to give you an update on my new hosting search. You know, I'm making real progress on the search for a boutique host that's a tighter fit for my site audit clients and for my webmasters. Now, because of the worsening cybersecurity situation and what all hosts are having to do about it now, I've been on the hunt for a hosting setup that can cater specifically to the needs of me, my clients, my webmasters, and their clients. So go see recent Tips Tuesdays for more about the security situation, including the first part of last week's live stream replay, which you can find on the post. Now, I can't spill the beans yet, but there is something in the works that looks like it's going to be a perfect fit. and I don't have a timeline on when I can make this new setup available to you, but I will keep you posted. Now, we're okay at the host I've recommended for you for now, so this isn't a panic thing, and nobody has to move this minute or anything, so don't worry about that. And I'll tell you more when I get a few more details worked out. All right, y'all, that's all the happenings around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In goofy shit tips. You know, there's so much goofy stuff happening online now that I decided to make a tip section for it. You know, we may not be able to narrow down the causes or have ways to fix these things yet, as so much of it's out of our control. But this is a good way for me to report what I'm seeing and what y'all are telling me is happening, so we have a place for more folks to leave comments and maybe we can put the puzzle pieces together. Now, if nothing else, misery loves company, and we don't feel like we're the only ones having the problems. So let's start with the Cloudflare API issues. You know, for a couple of weeks, me and my clients have been seeing a red banner with an error message at the bottom of our Cloudflare plugin and account when making changes. And I reported this to Cloudflare support, but they wanted me to go jumping through hoops to troubleshoot on my site. And I kept telling them it was everywhere and to check their own stuff. Well, maybe they did. Or maybe it just broke. But they had 2 days worth of API connection issues. Now, our sites were still being delivered, so we weren't down except for a few seconds randomly here and there. And I don't think there were any ill effects from it with speed or such for us either. But maybe whatever they fixed took care of it. We'll see. And there have been some login issues too. A few folks have reported issues or being security challenged when they logged into their sites. This is not widespread though, and I don't know what the cause was other than perhaps mitigating a brute force attack. But we do know that the rule set for Mott Security and Immunify 360 had their security wires tripped. It seems to have only lasted for part of 1 day, and we have not seen it return. Folks are also reporting that they can't see changes in preview. You know, when you're making a blog post and then checking how it looks when using the preview button, you are still on your admin pages, which should not be cached by the host, your local caching plugin, or Cloudflare. However, some folks are reporting that they can only see the first or second change they made, and then it stops showing changes. Now, this has been going on for some folks for at least a couple of months, and we're no closer to finding the source of the issue. Now, we thought we had our local plugin in Cloudflare ruled out, but the host server-side cache may be involved. Plus, some browsers have become more aggressive with caching too. Now, they shouldn't do that when using an incognito window, but I can tell you for sure that they will after viewing the page 2 to 3 times. And that was before all of this started happening. And some folks can't install WP Fastest Cache if they're using the SG Optimizer plugin. So if you're on SiteGround and using their SGO plugin to cheat your HTTPS setup, then you can no longer use the WP Fastest Cache plugin. SGO will give you a conflict warning and not allow you to enable any of the WP Fastest Cache settings. And that's even if you have all of the SGO optimization settings turned off. And SiteGround Super Cacher is causing issues. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I reported in Tips Tuesday that SiteGround turned on their super cacher for all account owners. This is the same sort of action other hosts are taking to conserve resources against the increase in bad bot hits. And their server-side stuff is directly conflicting with all of the other layers of cache I have set up for my clients. What's worse, we can't find a way to completely turn it off without goofing the caching we do have set up that's working perfectly. Folks, I've been telling you since the very first time that I saw the setup at SiteGround that they were a goofy host. And then I started reporting on how they were increasingly inserting themselves in the middle of your setup to become a pseudo-managed host. And they just keep doing things that make everything worse. If you're still on this host, why? Leave. Just leave. It is not going to do anything but keep getting worse there. Now, I think that most of the goofy that we're seeing everywhere may be all about the worsening cybersecurity situation. Here's why. I was doing a live session with one of my new site audit clients who is on SiteGround, and she was in the middle of a chat support session when we met live. She started having all manner of issues with previewing her blog changes since they rolled in SuperCacheer, and we jumped through every hoop they suggested for turning their stuff off, and nothing helped. And then they said there is something they can turn off on their side, which tells me that all of the settings we have access to are not all there is to it. They also suggested that this may be a network issue with caching at her router or ISP, Internet Service Provider. And that doesn't really surprise me. Folks, it's not just host servers that are catching on fire due to the increased magnitude of bad bot hits. The whole internet is on fire. That includes all of the major internet hubs, your ISP, and your router. And that is why all of them are rolling in more caching, because that's the first best way to cut down on multiple requests for the same thing constantly. Browsers may be more aggressively caching for this reason too, but I don't know how to tell if that's true or not. What I'm saying is that we may not have any good way to troubleshoot this or ever fix it, as we may be dealing with security settings and caching that are at levels we don't have access to and have zero good ways to test. Now, I'll keep reporting on what I do hear about it and what I find, but that may be the limit of help that I can offer on this. And we're all in it together, including me. So I'm suffering through it with you. And now I want to tell you about WP Rocket's new IPs. You know, I was helping a site audit client set up WP Rocket, and it has a feature to regenerate critical CSS. Now, that sends out your CSS info to their service, and they send back an optimized way of combining, minifying, and excluding files. And that round trip out to their service and back means that you have to whitelist their IPs in Cloudflare and maybe even at your host. Now, we've been using one IP for some time, but with one client, it didn't work. So she contacted them and got a new IP, and we whitelisted both. And that fixed it for her. Then, with this latest client, neither of those IPs worked. And I looked on the WP Rocket tutorial page, and they had a totally different IP listed there. So we tried all three, and that didn't work either. Now, I don't know if any of this has to do with their data center catching on fire a week or so ago. And maybe they are having to reroute to another data center, or they are still not able to offer that service because of it. So, if you have WP Rocket, then don't try to regenerate critical CSS right now if you don't need to. And the only reason you would need to would be a change of plugins or theme that have CSS files. In Gutenberg tips, several of my followers have reported instability issues with reusable blocks, and WordPress 5.7 was supposed to have addressed those issues. And I'd like to hear from you whether what you were encountering was fixed or not, and or if you're seeing new issues with them. So please do leave a comment here or anywhere you see this post online and let us know. And woohoo, I was thrilled to see the news that Astra has just released 65 new block patterns. You know, the minute these things came out in Gutenberg, I immediately saw it as a way for all theme designers to start including fully built pages that were easy to edit and a far better way of doing it than rolling in demo content. You know, this way, you could pick and choose only what you wanted or needed from the block patterns. Now, the only drawback is that these new block patterns require that you install Astra's starter templates. Maybe folks just starting out with Astra for the first time may be interested in those templates, but what about all the folks who already have their theme design locked in and just want some of these new patterns? Maybe they'll split them off someday. In security tips, some of my DIY SEO course members reported getting an email from Google Search Console that they had issues with Shared Buffer Array, COOP, and COEP on their sites, and to get that taken care of. Now, this is more of a security issue than what you may think of as a typical SEO issue. But keep in mind that Google's Core Web Vitals includes HTTPS security now, and this either has to do with one of those security headers or some JavaScript on our sites. And FYI, there are 3 HTTPS security headers that are required by Chrome right now, and I give my clients 5. And this potential new one that deals with cross-origin isolation will be required by around this time next year. Now, it's about going deeper into cross-origin issues than we are currently required to do at this time. So, this is definitely stuff you have to stay current with and the kind of thing I update for my site audit clients during their annual checkup as they had their full HTTPS conversion done by me too. Now, because of all of the folks who reported getting this email had ads on their sites, now I thought it had something to do with that alone, but maybe not. In fact, Mediavine put out a post about it and cautioned site owners not to change their current headers for this. And this is another reason why I use the headers that I do, because they don't harm my clients who run ads. But because some of my clients have more than just ad agency type ads on their site, I'm reading up on it and I'll let you know what I find. But I'll also say that since this will not go into effect until mid-2022, it is not a front burner project right now. Even Mediavine is suggesting that folks do nothing at this time, except maybe get a plugin audit to see if that's the source of this JavaScript third-party storage issue. And if it is that, by the time this thing actually hits, most plugin devs will have fixed that issue. So again, a good reason not to make this front burner just yet. It's also why you should be calm about it for now too. And hey, if you're wondering if you have all of those HTTPS security headers that you need, run your site URL through a handy online tester that I've got linked for you in the show notes. Now, if you're getting any less than 5 of the 6 headers, you don't have all you need for proper HTTPS. And it's very likely that all of the links in your database are not really HTTPS either, and you're using some sort of trickery for redirecting them. Go read my post on the top 10 reasons not to use free HTTPS for more on what you're missing that will bite you in the butt with Google. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies and blogger groups to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit BlogAid.net for more tips and resources. and I'll see you online.